This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Well, good morning. How are you all doing? Are you prepared? Are you ready for the coming day? Right, today is the fourth and final Sunday of Advent. So that means that we have a birth to prepare for and to celebrate. It's time to be ready. And yet I've heard from many of you in the congregation and even on our staff about how the holiday season can also bring struggle and grief. I've heard from people who are mourning the loss of loved ones, people who are struggling financially to make ends meet, some like myself who have family and parents in other states who won't be present for holiday meals, and others who have sick friends or families struggling with divorce or other strife or division, and countless other things. We need to look no further than the growing annual attendance at our Blue Christmas service as a reminder that this time of year can be difficult for some people. We hear the holiday music and we see the lights and the wrapped presents, but what we feel in our hearts can sometimes feel at odds with the prescribed joy and cheeriness of the season. And even worse, I think the disconnect between how we feel and how the world expects us to feel, I think, causes even more pain. Now, we heard in the gospel reading in the lesson this morning that Joseph and Mary were dealing with their own troubles. Imagine Mary's concern when she learns that she is pregnant with a child from the Holy Spirit. How is she going to explain this to Joseph, to her family, and to her friends? What would they think? What would they say? Even if Joseph had been able to quietly dismiss her as he was planning to avoid public disgrace, it still would have been devastating for a young woman to be left alone and pregnant after being engaged in ancient society. To be engaged at that time was more of a social and a familial contract than it was a romantic agreement between a couple in love. The repercussions for Mary could have been quite serious. And we're told, too, that Joseph was also quite concerned, not only about his own reputation, but how he was going to protect Mary. Now, the story moves quickly in the gospel, but I think it's safe to assume that there was much more between the lines than is spoken. Just like our own descriptions of the holidays and of our own moods often smooth out the rough edges and the underlying stress. How we can tell people that we are fine and that we're excited for the holidays all while smiling broadly, when deep down we're mourning or grieving or depressed or stressed. And yet God still comes in the midst of this messiness and the chaos that is our life on earth. God comes amidst the darkness to bring light, as Emmanuel, God with us. In the midst of the darkness or in our grief, we can want to be alone, to turn away from others, to try and hide. Division and isolation are powerful forces and impulses in our world today. We like to isolate, to build walls, to feed the lie that we can do it on our own. We tend to think that there is safety and protection when we're isolated. It makes us feel protected. Even Joseph's initial reaction when told of the coming child was to remove and to protect himself from the situation. And yet Emmanuel, God with us, calls us towards unity and towards each other. This isn't God for me. It's not God with me, or even God for us. The God who comes is with us, is present in the messiness and the strife of our life. The God who comes calls us together, calls us to help those in need, but also calls us to accept help and assistance from those we encounter. God with us reminds us that we have a responsibility to each other. God with us challenges us to remember that we're called to live and to love in community, that we're called to be in relationship with God and with each other. Joseph was about to quietly dismiss Mary, but after the intercession of an angel and the coming arrival of Emmanuel, Joseph and Mary are once again united, and together they help to welcome the incarnate God on Christmas Day. I read this week a beautiful reflection, and I want to quote just a small snippet from it, and the author wrote, "Perhaps that's the promise at the heart of this passage, that as God came before to be with, use, accept, and hallow Joseph and Mary at the birth of Christ, so also God comes to us in Christ to be with us, to use us for good, to accept us as we are, and to hallow us by God's own presence." Sometimes I think the darkness and our struggle causes us to fall into the trap of thinking that God is like a pilot who can only fly when conditions are perfect, right? A pilot who sits in the pilot's lounge looking out and checking weather conditions and waiting until everything is perfect, until the skies are clear and there's no bad weather in the forecast, and then they can take off and they can fly. We think that our prayer life, our family life, our internal dialogue, and our behavior all have to be perfect for God to appear. But God isn't a God who sits waiting for conditions to be perfect. Emmanuel is with us, particularly in those times when things are tough and difficult, reminding us that we are not alone and beckoning us to live and to love in unity and in support of each other. Emmanuel is in many ways a storm chaser, right, who deliberately flies into the heart of the storm, bringing presence and offering companionship and peace. Emmanuel, God with us, is present even in the midst of our struggle. Emmanuel comes to the feast even if seats are empty, even if hearts are grieving, even if we vote differently than and often disagree with those we eat with, and even if our gathering is less than perfect and less than complete. No matter where we find ourselves, Emmanuel is there, calling us together into relationship, into service, and into love. So prepare for the celebration. Receive the promise that you aren't alone, for Emmanuel is coming to be with us. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.